Servant Warrior Radio. Real, radical, relentless, relevant. This is Servant Warrior Radio.
Hello and welcome to the June 22nd post Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy. So glad you guys are with us today. And man, there is so much to talk about. But I wanted to say that I hope that all you dads had a great Father's Day this past weekend. I know I did. I am unbelievably blessed. And I also know that we had a really, really good Father's Day edition show last Friday. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to the show last Friday, go to servantwarriorradio.com and you can listen to last week's show, the Father's Day edition, because I can tell you it is absolutely worth the 30 minutes to listen to that show, because there were some awesome messages from kids to their dads and from daughters to their dads and from sons to their dads wishing their fathers a happy Father's Day, and a great conversation that I had with an incredibly talented artist, Bori Afolabi. So go and listen to last week's show, the Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. Now, when you go to servantwarriorradio.com, it's going to look different than it did a week ago, because I have to extend a technical apology. The company that hosts the servantwarriorradio.com site, as well as the servantwarriorministries.org site, there is a glitch in their system that is preventing me from updating the websites. So when you go to the site, if you go to servantwarriorradio.com, you're going to, wait a minute, that doesn't look the same. It looks like the Matrix, because that's where you're actually going now is the Podbean site that houses all of the Servant Warrior Radio shows. So you can actually listen to all of them right there. You can do your Servant Warrior Radio marathon right there at the Podbean site, but it looks a little differently. It's not the standard when you go to the servantwarriorministries.org or the servantwarriorradio.com site like you're used to, that nice background with the black letters and everything else. It's different. So I wanted to go ahead and forewarn you, and I want to extend out a technical apology. I'd love to be able to update the site. So when you go to servantwarriorministries.org to access the radio site, you're going to, wait a minute, you're going to go to the radio page, you're going to, oh, wait a minute, this is outdated stuff. This is like 2 weeks ago. What is Searcy? Is he falling down on the job? Why is he not updating the site? No, there's a glitch, again, in the system that is keeping me from doing it. But you can go to servantwarriorradio.com and listen to last week's show, and you can also listen to the replay of this show. But I wanted to forewarn you, and I want to extend out an apology. So when you do go to the regular Servant Warrior Ministries site, you'll still look, everything is the same, but if you click over to the radio page, you're going to see some dated stuff. You need to go to servantwarriorradio.com to access all of the latest Servant Warrior Radio shows. So good, got that out of the way, because we got a lot to talk about. And being that this is the post Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio, we're going to talk some sports, because man, there is so much that has happened over the last week, last weekend, and this week that we would be, it'd be absolutely wrong, flat out wrong, not to talk about it. So before we get into our aromatic message, which that will become very clear here in a few minutes as we get toward the end of the show, we're going to talk some sports. This week, we got the NBA Finals. We got the Heat versus the Thunder, and I have to say I am not a fan of the NBA in any way, shape, or form. No offense to them, I'm just not a fan of the NBA. But despite that fact, I am pulling for Oklahoma City. Baseball just finished up interleague play, and I love interleague play. I mean, when the American League teams go to the National League ballparks, now all of a sudden the protection plate and the armor kind of is taken off the American League pitchers, because, when they're throwing, man, they've got to designate a hitter, so they never actually have to stand in the batter's box and take pitches down from the opposing pitchers. But now when they go to the National League parks, all of a sudden sending that chin music down against the other team, they think twice about that now, because they've got to step in the batter's box. But again, I love interleague play. I love to see the two different styles of baseball between the American League and the National League. So, I mean, there's just so much going on. But the big thing and it's coming. Man, the countdown has started. I know you guys there in Missouri and that area and is getting ready for life in the SEC. As a matter of fact, when we come back, I got to take a quick break. But when we come back, we're going to talk some SEC football. We're going to welcome the Mizzou Tigers and the Tiger Nation into the SEC East. And we're going to talk some golf, because if you're a fan of golf, last week you saw a gem. But there is absolutely something special about last week's U.S. Open. So when we come back, again, we got to take a really short break. When we come back, we're going to talk some college football. And we're going to talk some U.S. Open. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio.
Life is supersonic. We've got to be the body to rock it like we're never going to see it again.
Hello, Truth Talkers. Jeff Searcy here, founder of Servant Warrior Ministries, host of Servant Warrior Radio, and the most fired up guy in Christian talk radio. Start your weekend preparation off right with a real, radical, relentless, and relevant jumpstart, courtesy of Servant Warrior Radio. Friday mornings at 6, right here on Truth Talk 630.
Drug, you're addicted, once you're bitten. We know where to hit it. If you want it, come and get it. Come on over. Come on over. We are the heart of the Jesus machine. I hope you know what that means. So get on the bus. Come on and rock it with us.
We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. I'm your host, Jeff Searcy, and we're talking some sports. I mean, this is the post Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio, and there are way too much going on in the world of sports not to talk about it. Like I said, it'd be flat out wrong. We're talking about the NBA and the fact that I'm not a fan. So listen, I don't mean to offend anybody. I'm just not a fan of pro basketball. I'm a huge college basketball fan. Love college basketball. Just not a fan of pro basketball. Yeah, baseball interleague play going on right now. Love the interleague play. I just love interleague play. You know, I love all sports. You know, just that's just a guy to love sports. But I want to get to where my heart is. My heart is golf, but my heart is truly college football. And one thing that will become very apparent throughout the summer, into the fall, well into 2013, is that I bleed red and black. I am a University of Georgia Bulldog through and through, and I want to extend out a welcome to the University of Missouri, the Mizzou, the Tiger Nation, into the SEC and the SEC East. Here's the reality. There is less than 80 days to the matchup, the SEC East matchup, between Georgia and Missouri. I mean, did I really just say that? I mean, it's just bizarre to think that we got Missouri in the SEC East. But anyway, it's looking forward to a great season, and really glad to have the folks from Missouri in the SEC. Welcome. You know what? We love you. We welcome in, despite what might happen on the field. We love you. We wish you all the best, and looking for a great time. So, you know, again, college football is coming. I mean, the countdown has started. I can feel it. I feel it. I am so, so ready for college football. But I want to talk a little golf. If you're a fan of golf and watched the U.S. Open last weekend, I mean, you saw a gem. But you used to love it at Pinehurst when a over par would win. You know, I those guys who play golf professionally, I mean, they're unbelievably talented. They can flat out swing the clubs. But I'm sorry for the average golfer. I love it when plus one wins the U.S. Open. I'm sorry. I don't wish any mean stuff on the professional golf world, because I love those guys and I respect them so much. But I love it when over par wins the U.S. Open. But really, you know, there's a really cool and special thing about the U.S. Open this past weekend. Of course, Webb Simpson, U.S. Open champion. What a great guy. You know, the whole storyline between him and the Arnold Palmer scholarship at Wake Forest, and that, you know, Billy Casper beat Arnold Palmer at Olympic. But you know what the really special thing about the U.S. Open this past weekend, the guy who won it, Webb Simpson, is a Christian brother. He is a hardcore servant warrior. He is a guy who lives his faith every single day in everything that he does. And when a Christian who's absolutely bold in his faith and speaks out about his relationship with Christ and the fact that, you know, Christ is number one in his life, it's not the sport and it's not anything else, but God is number one in his, that's what it's about. Man, that is what was awesome about this past weekend. So Webb Simpson, congrats, man. Just we're so proud of you. One of your accomplishment at the U.S. Open, but also the fact that you are an awesome ambassador and a great steward of the talent that God gave you. And as you use the platform that he gave you to spread his word, and just couldn't be more proud of you, Webb. And congratulations. And you know, here's the cool thing, guys. The two majors that have happened this year, you got the Masters and the U.S. Open, both hardcore servant warriors, brothers in Christ. Bubba Watson at the Masters, Webb Simpson at the U.S. Open. I mean, this is the year. I'm telling you, God is being glorified in the sports, and we're just, so, I tell you, man, it's just a great, great time. But one thing I do, before we get into our aromatic message, which is really good, I can't wait till we get into it here after our break. But I want to introduce a new segment that's going to come periodically here on Servant Warrior Radio. It is called Faith on the Fairways. I want to stay in the golf, and one of my dearest friends on the planet, Russ Holden, 27-year PGA professional. For 15 years, he was Bernhard Langer's tour caddy. If you know anything about golf, you know who Bernhard Langer is. And Russ was his caddy for 15 years. Russ is also the founder of an awesome organization called Caddy for a Cure. You can go to caddyforacure.com. But Russ is going to join me every other week. We're going to talk about some of the things that are happening in the PGA Tour. You know, the great things that happen that you don't hear about. You don't hear about how guys on the tour, they are living out their faith every day on the fairways. And so I look forward to the segment, the Faith on the Fairway segment that's going to start here in the next few weeks with Russ. And you know, one of the great things, man, you get to do something like this with a dear friend, and that's going to be awesome. But listen, hey, I need a couple of minutes. When we come back, we're going to get into the message, and oh man, you're going to love it. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio. We are back. You are listening to Servant Warrior Radio, the post-Father's Day edition of Servant Warrior Radio. And I've been teasing you the whole show about the aromatic message that we're going to share with you today. And we're going to get into that thing. You know, we've all heard the saying that April showers bring May flowers. And they do. As a matter of fact, right now, you know, we're talking about June. It seems like it hasn't stopped raining here in Florida since April. It seems like it rains every single day. But you know, April showers do bring May flowers. And May, everything's growing, the end of spring, and things are just popping up. And now we're into June. You know, we got everybody planting flowers and everything. So, you know, we think about the scents and the aromas of late spring, early summer, the flowers that are out there, the fresh cut grass. And if you're lucky now, the crispness of morning air and skunks. Yep, you heard right. Yeah, I know you say, wait a minute, did he just say skunks? Yes, I said skunks as a part of the fragrances of summer. We're going to get back to the furry little two-toned terror in a couple of minutes. But if you have not seen the movie Facing the Giants, you got to see it. As a matter of fact, don't just rent it, buy it. It is well worth the very small investment of what you might pay for the movie Facing the Giants for what you'll get out of it. It is in my top two favorite movies of all time. Matter of fact, it is probably tied with Field of Dreams as my two favorite movies of all time. You know, the Field of Dreams, if you ever read any of my articles or write, seen me at the ball field as a baseball coach, and you know, or just been around me for more than 30 seconds, it's not hard to draw the conclusion that Facing the Giants is one and Field of Dreams is the other. I mean, it's those two are the best, and I know that they're great sports movies, and everybody's got their own, the reasons why they like these, the reasons why I like that. But for my own personal reasons, for reasons that are so close and dear to my heart, Field of Dreams is my favorite movie, and Facing the Giants is, oh man, it's like a second behind it. I mean, like a millisecond on a race behind Field of Dreams. But Facing the Giants is from the movie is made by the same people that made Flywheel and Fireproof and the movie Courageous. You know, the Kendrick brothers out of Sherwood Baptist in Albany, Georgia. They do it right. I mean, what a ministry they have there in Albany. I mean, they've just done so many awesome things. I mean, they just really, really do it right. But anyway, in the movie, there is a scene where head coach Grant Taylor, that he's played by Alex Kendrick, you know, he tells his football team during a practice that their attitude is like the aroma of their heart, that if it stinks, means their heart's not right. Well, just then, one of the players, Brock Kelly, he's the character Brock Kelly. He's a star linebacker, leader of the team. He's played by Jason McLeod. He kind of rubs his nose and says under his breath, "Well, here he goes preaching again." And one of the assistant coaches walks up and kind of takes a sniff at Brock and kind of shakes his head. And Coach Taylor looks over and says, "Well, how's your attitude, Brock?" And "It's fine," Brock replies. And then Coach Taylor drops the major bomb on him. He says, "Then you'll be okay doing the death crawl, right?" And, you know, everybody just, ugh. You know, the whole team gets it. And they go and they do the death crawl. But then there's an exchange through that between Coach Taylor and his team about their perspective on an upcoming game. And the 5 minutes that follow, in my opinion, is some of the most inspiring, powerful, impactful, and motivating film segments that I've ever seen. And I don't want to spoil it. You got to see the movie. If you've seen the movie, you probably got goosebumps right now just thinking about the death crawl and what takes place during that. And if you're a coach of anything, you got to see the movie. You got to see Facing the Giants. It's a must. Now, but I want to get back to the skunk. It is absolutely amazing how the scent from the spray of a skunk can impact such a large area around it. I mean, if you've never had the benefit of experiencing the byproduct of a frightened or threatened skunk, even one that's been run over, let me tell you that everybody within a few square miles of the little guy will enjoy its distinct and rather undesirable scent. You know, a bad attitude can have a similar impact. Just like the aroma from a skunk, the stench of a bad attitude can fill a home. It can permeate a business. It can permeate a ball team. It can fill a church. It can permeate a neighborhood. Get just a little bit of that skunk's spray on your clothes, and that smell will accompany you everywhere you go, just like a bad attitude. And just like that little skunk's spray, whoever comes in contact with it takes the smell with them everywhere they go. So before you know it, that smell, also known as the bad attitude, has impacted multiple homes, multiple businesses, multiple ball teams, multiple churches, multiple neighborhoods. the immediate and lasting impact one attitude can have on so many can never be dismissed or ignored. But here's the great thing. A positive attitude can have the same effect, and it can be just as impactful and long-lasting and viral as a bad attitude. God's word in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18 tells us to rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. If we think about that, no matter what we're going through, no matter what circumstance we find ourselves in, no matter whatever hand life deals us, if we're following the instructions out of 1 Thessalonians, it's hard to have a bad attitude. I mean, if we're rejoicing always, if we're praying continually, if we're giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus, it's hard to have a bad attitude. In the book of Romans, it says God works all things for good for those who love him and are called according to his purpose. And listen, I am preaching to myself. I am the first one to admit that sometimes I let circumstances get me. You know, I let those things that happen. I let life take its pot shots at me and give me an attitude that I don't need to have. You know, and I see sometimes my kids with the attitude, it's, you know, they'll, oh, I don't want to go, Dad, or I don't like this, or it's not going to be any fun, or I don't want to do that. And quick to tell them that, you know, how we go into anything and our perspective as we go into something, we're going to get exactly what we're looking for. If we go into something saying that, you know what, I'm not going to enjoy it, well, guess what? You're not going to. But if we go into something, or say we have to go somewhere that we don't want to go, but if we say, you know what, I really don't want to be here, but I'm going to do my best to find something good at this, guess what? You will. And that's what I try to share with them. But listen, you know, like I said, I'm preaching to myself, man. Sometimes life just pounds on me. But again, I go back. If I will rejoice always, if I will pray continually, if I will give thanks in all circumstances, I will realize that this is God's will for me in Christ Jesus, just like you. If we will let the aroma of our heart be a sweet as the perfume in John 12:3, when Mary took that expensive bottle of perfume and poured it on Jesus' feet, I pray that the aroma of my heart and my attitude will be as sweet as that and be as glorifying as that perfume. Because we have to remember also that a little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. It doesn't take much. As a matter of fact, he tells us in God's word, he says, if we have the faith of a mustard seed, the smallest seed, then we can tell that mountain to go throw itself into the ocean. Doesn't take much to get a big, big result. Would you pray with me? Lord, thank you for your grace, your love, and your forgiveness. Thank you for being faithful and true. Lord, all through your word, we are reminded of the large impact small things can have, such as the faith of the mustard seed or the tithe of a poor widow of two small copper coins. Lord, never let me forget the impact one attitude can have on so many. Let my attitude glorify you, and may people see you in me. Lord, give me the strength to be who you see and who you created me to be. In Jesus' name, amen. You know, we always come to the end of the show. I always want to give people the opportunity to come to Christ, because there are some folks out there, and I know they're saying, you know what, Jeff, I don't have a relationship. And you know what, I do look at the negative on so many things, because I'm not rejoicing always. I don't pray continually, and I don't give thanks in all circumstances, because I don't know God's will for me, because I don't have Christ in my heart. But I want Christ in my heart. I want to see things differently. You know what? We can take care of that right now. There are those of you who say, you know what, Jeff, I've got a relationship with Christ, but you know, I've allowed life to pound on me. I've allowed the circumstances that I've come up against and found myself in just to suck me down into that negative vortex, and I'm ready to get out. I'm ready to change my perspective. I'm ready to get back and get right back on the path of God's will for my life. You know what? We can take care of both of those. Pray with me right now. Lord, thank you for your love. Lord, thank you for forgiving me. Thank you for your son, Jesus, who you sent here to die on the cross for me. I give you my life. I give you all that I have and do and am. Lord, I pray that you will use me as you see fit. Forgive me of my sins. Lord, I want to spend forever in heaven with you. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Hey, if you prayed that prayer, email me, jeff@servantwarriorradio.com. Hey, listen, until next week, we got a great show next week. I'm not going to tell you about it. I'm going to keep you in suspense, but it's going to be well worth the wait. Hey, check out servantwarriorradio.com. Check out servantwarriorministries.org. Both are a great spot to be hanging out in. Hey, listen, until next week, keep it real, radical, relentless, and relevant, and definitely armor up. This has been Servant Warrior Radio.